Let's go fishing. Melissa in the Morning takes a look at this weekend's 40th annual Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
It just so happens that this man is featuring bluefish recipes this week. And I thought, well, I have to have you on. I mean, the timing could not be better because we are getting ready for the 40th annual Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth happening this upcoming weekend, August 27th and 28th. So welcome to the show, Chef Craig Fear. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm very glad to have you here. Now, I don't know if my boss got this right. Are you originally from or did you spend time living in Connecticut at some point?
No, kind of like in between Connecticut. I grew up on Long Island, on the Long Island Sound, actually Port Jefferson.
Okay.
And I now live in Western Massachusetts. So I spent a lot of time driving through Connecticut.
You're like, I'm basically there. I mean, Port Jeff is literally in our backyard. We have the Port Jeff ferry that comes out of Bridgeport, and we love Port Jeff. So it's actually, you know, funny story. We just adopted a cat 5-6 months ago, and we got him from Port Jeff. So we frequent over
often.
It's right in our own backyard. So our listeners are good with that. And, you know, some of our listeners are in Long Island. So there you go. You are a local.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll take it. You're a local. We're so glad you're here. And you know, my husband would say, well, Melissa, you know, he's from Massachusetts, which is also my husband's from Mass. So he'll say he's a local as well. So there you go. You qualified.
Great.
You're perfect. So tell us, first of all, Chef Fear, why bluefish? Because I have to be honest, I like fish. I do. I've never tried bluefish, nor in the years that I have covered this tournament have I ever thought to try it.
Well, the number one reason why bluefish is because it's a local fish in our waters, and we should be consuming, you know, more local seafood. It's very sustainable. It's regulated. It tastes fantastic. So it's right here on our shores, and you know, we should be eating more local seafood instead of like seafood grown halfway around the world, or you know, shrimp from wherever, you know, farmed salmon from around the world. We have so much fantastic fish and shellfish right here, and bluefish is a good example of a wonderful, you know, seasonal fish. It's here mostly during the summer months, maybe into the fall a little bit. And a lot of people, you know, has like kind of a, unfortunately, has a bit of a negative reputation as being, you know, overly fishy. But if you prepare it right, all fish, it should be fresh, right? So if it's prepared correctly, you know, if it's iced right away, its flavor is really fantastic. It's very full flavored, almost like salmon a little bit, because it's a fatty fish. And so it's high in those omega-3s we're all, you know, looking for. All our doctors and health professionals are telling us we're all low in omega-3s. We should be getting more of them. Well, bluefish is high in omega-3s. And it's a very versatile, simple fish to cook, like a lot of fish. You don't have to do anything fancy. And so on my blog recently, I featured 5 bluefish recipes, and I tried to make them as simple as possible for people, because we should be consuming more of it. It's just a fantastic local fish.
Yeah, and actually one of them, which has been making my mouth water for about an hour now, is the summer bluefish chowder, which looks so good. But something that you said, Craig, was you said it needs to be prepared properly. And I think in general, that's you can tell when you go to a place, So people get this wrong. They'll say, oh, if you go to a really great seafood place, you'll never taste the fishiness. False. I think if you go to a place where the chef knows how to prepare a fish, you've gone to a good place. So tell me, you know, what works for you? What do you suggest to people if they're preparing bluefish or any fish, for example? Like, what are some key ingredients to prepping a bluefish where you don't taste that fishiness and people feel confident going and getting bluefish and trying one of your recipes?
Well, it's actually starts mostly with the fishermen. It's a lot of like how it's treated when it's caught, and maybe that's something. Maybe a lot of, you know, as a kid growing up, I'll just share my experience. I loved bluefishing. I loved the fight. You know, I loved they're just a great catch. You know, they really give you. You really got to fight them on the line, and But I didn't know how to prepare them. They caught them. They'd sit on, sit in a bucket for hours, sit on the deck of a boat for hours in the sun, So you really want to kind of bleed them right away and then get them on ice immediately. So commercial fishermen will be a little bit better about this, obviously, because they want to sell their catch. And that's really what's going to, because those oils in the fish are kind of delicate. They'll start to go, bad right away. Or quickly if you don't kind of get them on ice. And that's kind of the key. So if you are looking to purchase bluefish, you can also kind of look at the fillet and make sure it's on ice and fish markets. And, it shouldn't smell fishy. It should smell fresh, like the ocean. You should look at the fillet shouldn't be kind of like look beaten up and rough. It should look mostly like well put together. And have a nice kind of shine and gleam to it. It shouldn't be it should just look, fresh, and smell fresh, like other cuts of fish as well. And then when you cook it, it's going to retain that, really kind of fresh flavor.
And are there certain spices that are your go-to for fish, in general?
When it comes to a lot of fish, sometimes you don't have to simplicity. So I should also say I'm not a chef, even though sometimes I get that. I'm a food blogger,
a food enthusiast,
and a cookbook author.
Okay.
And a cookbook author. I'm not actually a trained chef. So I've kind of learned on my own, and I've kind of fallen into a soup thing. I've written 3 soup cookbooks. So I've learned a lot on my own. And what I do with my blog is I kind of try to keep it simple for people. So in the recent post I wrote on five bluefish recipes, I really wanted to keep it simple. And so when it comes to fish, lemon juice, butter, salt and pepper are going to work on almost every preparation. It's just, you can't go wrong with that. And then you can finish it off at the end with any kind of herbs you have, any fresh herbs, and that's always going to work no matter what. So you don't have to overthink it too much with fish. And with bluefish in particular, what I found is because it's a very strong flavored fish, it's very full flavored. I want to taste that. I like that. I like kind of full flavored fish. I like kind of fattier fish like salmon, like swordfish, mm-hmm. maybe even striped bass a little bit. And so I think less is more when it comes to bluefish. Mm-hmm. So if you find those recipes on my site, they're going to be very simple. And a few of them are just very feature butter, lemon, salt, pepper, and a few herbs. And that's, you really don't have to do anything crazy with it.
Wow.
And it's really about the freshness. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, you certainly are very passionate about what you do. And according to your thousands of viewers and followers, you do quite the good job. And if you want to check out more, you can find him at Fearless Eating on Instagram. That's his page. Do you have a website, Craig?
Yep. It's same name, fearlesseating.net.
fearlesseating.net. Simple enough. And Craig, thank you so much for enlightening me. I had never had any intention of trying bluefish. And like I said, I've covered this tournament for long enough that it just never really crossed my mind, but you have inspired me, my friend, and I will give it a shot.
I hope so. Let me know how it goes. It's a great eating fish. It's really delicious.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Craig Fear, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you come on this morning ahead of the bluefish tournament.
Thanks, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Craig Fear right here on WICC. Again, it's fearlesseating.net, or you can find him on Instagram, Fearless Eating, right there. Very cool.